Top of the morning to you, folks. So we got some juicy news when it starts coming to these banking issues. So now we see Credit Suisse has 25 very wealthy American families hiding money. And that is called tax evasion, tax fraud, a.k.a. That's exactly what put Capone in jail. So are these people going to go to jail at some point? Who knows? Probably not. They'll just flush this under the rug and move on. But some juicy stuff's coming out of that. We're starting to see a lot of these banks that are failing. It's because they should have failed. Credit Suisse, a complete disaster. They were fined $2.9 billion a few years ago because of issues. We'll just leave it at that. And then we have Silicon Valley Bank. It's over-leveraged there. I also noticed in there some of the data that I'm finding out is their management was basically graded like a C-. So, and the FDIC knew that they had problems stemming back last year. So a lot of this stuff is going to come out, and we might open the pages to some really bad information, and this might put a lot of wealthy families in jeopardy as well. So watch that news because, you know, and this is where mainstream media, they're just keep, they'll pump this until the next big event comes. So be careful of this stuff. It is isolated. It's not going to be systemic like people keep trying to say, because why? They need you to keep watching. So let's go over to what's happening in the news today. Basically, it's another flat day, folks. The Dow Jones is doing really well. Bonds aren't doing anything, which is fantastic. We just love stability. We have Bitcoin in the news as well, and it's starting to take off, but I'm still not a proponent of that. So just to let you guys know, guys, I am a mortgage advisor. I'm not a stock advisor, an investment person. I'm not licensed to do that. I don't use what I say to trade off of. This is just for educational purposes and entertainment purposes only. So let's get over to the headlines that we see here. The 10-year treasury is basically just flat as a pancake. Same with the mortgage rates. So love that. Down through here, we see pending home sales squeezed out a little bit of gain in February. So let's get over to the economic calendar to see where we're at. So this is what we have so far this week. We have on Tuesday, the consumer confidence. How in the world is confident? I don't know, but that's that. Pending home sales, they were up 8% previously, they were expected to come in at a negative 2.3, and they came out at 0.8. So a huge drop in the sales. But remember, pending home sales. What do we know about pending home sales? Look at the words there. These are pre-existing houses that are selling. There's a low inventory there. We need the builders to pick up their end to put a lot more in the market, because we're also not seeing foreclosures coming to the market, even though a lot of people are out there telling you foreclosures are up 5,000%. Well, it's basically, if you do your research, it's because there was a foreclosure moratorium on for years, so you couldn't foreclose. Okay, so that's what skews the numbers. I'm here to make sure you're educated, all the financials, because the school systems are failing us. So what we have right now is crude oil inventories coming out here shortly. Here's my rant of the day, and it's back to oil. So this week, here's what the oil prices are at my house. Monday was $3.69. Yesterday was $3.35. Today, $3.99. What in the world's going on? Okay, we're going to look at oil prices. They haven't moved that much to make oil prices go. So if you have comments about oil, please let me know down below, because I'm missing the boat here. The prices are outrageous. The price of a barrel of oil is basically, you know, midterms in its relevancy over the last few years on prices. And the oil companies are having record profits. So somebody made a comment that the oil companies are not reinvesting because, you know, the government's agenda right now is everything green. I don't even want to go there. But, you know, I don't really think that's happening. But I'll look into the researches, see if R&D at the oil companies are still active. And that's research and development. So let's get over to the mainstream news. Here it is again. Silicon Valley Bank. I feel like I'm a repeating just a button that you just keep repeating and saying it's the banks, the Fed, the banks. But guys, here's the headlines. Silicon Valley Bank, the bank crisis isn't 2008. That doesn't make it good. Okay, I get it. But a lot of people use 2008 is their benchmark for everything. Housing is going to crash. Crashed in 2008 because house prices went up. Why did house prices went up? That's what you guys need to know. So if you're a mortgage advisor, you should know these things. Okay, if you're a realtor, you should know these things. And if you're a student in economics or you're a first-time homebuyer, you also should know these things. And that's why I do this on a daily basis. Stocks higher, crypto rallies as quarter ends near. So in the cryptocurrency world, there's a lot of, you know, Congress is after them. The board of directors of Signature Bank says the government's after them, and that's why they got shut down. So there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff stuff here, and I'm not touching this with a 9-foot pole, but if you could, if you see down through here where Bitcoin is right now, you guys are saying, Dan, you were a short-term seller of this, or short-term negative, I guess. I didn't drop my positions. I still have them. You know, it's up almost 6% today. Okay, so it is huge. It's too volatile for me to use it as a currency. So I at this stage of life, I don't want to get paid this way. I don't want to pay anybody this way. I just want a little piece of this as in my investment portfolio so I can catch these rallies. But I've been buying and selling it for 2 or 3 years, and I really haven't made that much money. You can go back to the people that bought, you know, 5, 6, 10 years ago. They made a ton of money. Okay. If they were buying into their positions all the way up to $60,000 a coin, you know, it's not faring well for them either. So that's what we're seeing right here. Let's see what else. Let's just go to, I'm going to try to do this a little quicker just to hit the headlines, not ramble, because I think if I get my videos down to 8 minutes or so, I'll get more watchers. So if you guys have any questions, make sure to visit me at 3 o'clock every day, where I'm going to answer your questions on Scrub, stocks, crypto, real estate, and bonds. And then tonight I have my real estate live event from 8 Eastern, probably about 9:30 Eastern. So check out that if you have any questions in regards to real estate. Let's go over to the next thing here. It's again, headlines on CNBC. Credit Suisse whistleblowers says Swiss banks has been helping wealthy Americans dodge taxes. Tax evasion? Hopefully someone will go to jail for this, because if not, it'll just keep going over and over and over. Okay, so that's basically the headlines right now. It's just the banks. But what I want you guys to realize is this isn't systemic. That means it's not going to run rampant through all the banking systems. There's going to be some hiccups. But, you know, we're going to talk about at 3 today is the Federal Reserve really pivoting because of all this stuff? Do we expect them to drive down rates here maybe in the next couple months? I'm on that bandwagon, and I'm going to show you what the analysts are telling us at 3 o'clock today, and we're going to see what the futures market has. But you can see the Dow Jones is up 200 points, so let's get over to this. Here's what we're seeing on the screens. Dow Jones is already up 200 points, S&P up 38, NASDAQ 143, Russell's up 17. So everything across the board is up, and then we got the VIX down, which is saying people are a little calmer right now. Going to the housing market news, pending home sales squeeze out tiny gains in February as mortgage rates jump. Well, guys, mortgage rates have been kind of in the range of about 5.99 was an anomaly right when the Federal Reserve came out. But you're looking at about 6.5. We've been at that range fairly steady over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks. And that's where I think things are going to stay right now. They're probably going to ease to the low sixes. We might teeter on 5% within the next couple weeks or so, but it just depends on how all of this flushes out. So everything really is, you know, pending around the Fed and the banks. Okay, so you got to watch this, but I want you to notice pending home sales. This doesn't say homes, you know, new home sales or home prices. This just shows pending home sales. All right, so I want to make sure you guys understand that. Now let's go to our punch list. These are the banks that we've been watching, and I'm going to add to this today because I just did some research last night, and there's about 5 or 6 other banks I'm going to add to this. But check out these banks stocks. Remember I said about 2 weeks ago, I'd be putting these on my radar to maybe to look into putting a position on here. What I mean by that is adding these to my investments. So look what we're seeing right now. UBS is this. These are just today's numbers. It's up almost 4%. UBS today. First Republic Bank up 6%. Okay, that's a great, you know, in an average year of an investment, 6 to 8% is a good year. You know, to do that in a day, not bad. You're going to go down through here. The next bank, Credit Suisse, it's up 3%. Can't figure that one out. They should be basically closed down. Then you have the big players, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. These are the big financial institutions. That's more like it. You know, just steady growth. Then you go down through here. I don't know. There's a glitch on this. First Citizens Bank, I don't know if they're halted. I think they're halted. The last traded up 22%. And then you're getting down through these other areas. You know, they're just First Citizens Bank up, you know, barely nothing. So you can see here's just the ETF. An ETF is a basket of stocks, kind of like a mutual fund. But what they do is instead of buying, let's say I want to buy Exxon for oil. or let's say I want to buy Citibank for a banking stock, you look to buy, here's what I do to cover my positions and make sure I don't have a huge amount of risk on. I buy an ETF, which an ETF in most cases is a basket, a whole bunch of. So if you buy the financials, it might have, you know, First Citizens Bank. Well, it wouldn't have that in there, but it would have JP Morgan, Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, companies like that, big solid companies. And so that's how I play these positions. And I say play because we don't know, as the average traders, we don't have the in like a lot of people do on Wall Street. So you can see that's up 1% right now. Okay, so that's good. So these are nice, steady investments. If I had, somebody said, you know, we get this question a lot. I have a bunch of money right now, but I'm not looking to buy it until the end of the year. What should I do? Well, what I would do is maybe buy a 6-month CD. But the tough thing about that is you might be in the same position as a lot of these banks. If you need that money early, you're going to have to take a penalty. So right now, I don't know if I would move that money into cash for the short term, but the markets are all too volatile for me. The bond markets, cryptocurrencies, and everything else. So, you know, maybe look at it just putting it in some kind of high yield savings account, or, you know, the shortest duration of time you have for a CD. Now, if your money's there, you want your money just to sit and grow. Here's what I'm advising my children. I bought stocks throughout the years. I've been buying this and cryptocurrencies and oil wells and all this other stuff. The safest bet, and you'll win. Trust me. Just put your money in an S&P 500 index fund. And just do that every month, you know, every time you get paid, even if it's $50, you'll be surprised how much money your money will grow over time. And again, guys, I'm not a financial advisor. Think of me as just your Uncle Dan and just advising you guys on what I would suggest, or what I'm doing in my life. So make sure you do your research. Okay. Don't do any trade or anything without doing your research. And like I said, come and visit me at 3:00, pick my brain about these things. I'd love to answer those questions for you. So the next, without further ado, let's figure out what's going on with the mortgage market right now. So here's what we see on the mortgage front. The MBSs are up 3 points. What do we know about when it's up? When it goes up, yields come down. 3 points aren't going to do anything. Okay, I call this 3 basis points. You're not going to see any changes in the market right now. And I'm hoping this just starts to stabilize. Like I said, we don't have that whipsaw effect that you're seeing in the chart below. Let's just go, that's a 1-month chart. Let's go to a 3-month chart. Look at this thing. It's a yo-yo. If that was a stock, you'd be like, you'd have sleepless nights. Okay, so let's see what's going on with the mortgage rates. Here's where mortgage rates ended last night, according to Mortgage News Daily, because they're the one that publishes this thing. They're saying these are the top 6 products people use when they're getting a loan. So what I want you to do is understand that this rate isn't your rate. It's almost, I can almost guarantee you this isn't going to be your rate. And the reason being is there's so many factors that go into this that it's really hard to figure out what your rate's going to be. If you want to find out what your rate can be or what you can get qualified for, how much you can afford, how much money you need for a down payment, schedule an appointment with us down below. That's what we do all day. We probably have about 30 to 40 consultations a day with first-time homebuyers, helping them choose and determine, is it a time to buy? Do you have the right credit to buy? You have enough in reserves? Is your income sufficient? You know, and all those things. So we help you kick the tires and determine, you know, is it a good time for you or not? That's only your decision, but we're an advisor for you. So these are where mortgage rates started the day. When we come back at 3:00 today, I'll show you what how the markets reacted from any of the other news that came out. And then I'm here to answer all your questions. So thank you so much for watching, guys. God bless. Don't forget to check us out today at 3 Live. And then I'll be back again tonight to answer all those questions for you that have real estate. Now that's real estate questions. And we'll be live tonight at 8 Eastern time. Thanks for watching, guys. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell. Every time I post a video like this and the live events, you'll get an alert. Take care. Bye-bye.